Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
Hey everyone, it's Greg Morgan. Welcome again. If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, asset protection strategies under the guidance of some exceptional experienced man, have I got the man for you. Joining me now is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Greg. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm well. You got offices in both Saskatoon and Regina. You got this province covered. You got the credentials, don't you? Let me check those credentials. What makes you so good at your job there, Scott?
I don't know if it's just the credentials. It's 30 years of experience.
Well, let me test you on that experience here today on our show. First and foremost, you know, how do you see it from where you sit, Scott? Maybe a little, State of the Union address here with inflation and interest rates up. What's your feeling overall?
Yeah, I think, you know, people are genuinely concerned right now. I mean, the information in the news is, you know, interest rates rising, you know, in recession, you know, is it imminent or, you know, we're not in a recession yet. I mean, I want to make that very clear, but I mean, you know, are we going to go into recession? And nobody knows at this point in time. I mean, I'm not really a gambling man. So I'm not going to bet on, you know, one way or another whether we're going to have a recession. And, you know, if we have a recession, is it going to be short-term, you know, shallow, you know, not a big impact? Or is it going to be a little deeper and a little longer if we don't get inflation under control? And so I think, you know, right now people, you know, do have some legitimate concerns about their investments. As long-term investors, I mean, you know, they should always keep a long-term focus on the portfolio and definitely not make rash decisions just based on what we've seen of the last 30 days or the last 6 months. You know, we've got the U.S. market in bear market territory, down S&P 500 in the United States down over 20% for the first half. You've got the NASDAQ down over 30%, you know, for the first half of the year, more information technology exposure, smaller businesses. And that also, you know, has an impact on the S&P 500. Canada has been relatively resilient, but most investors don't have a high exposure to energy, you know, oil and gas type of investments in their portfolio because of volatility. And that actually has, you know, in recent times held up the portfolio.
So that's kind of where we are right now. And do you think the proper steps have been taken to get us under control right now? Or how do you feel about it?
Well, I don't, you know, have a PhD in economics. So, I mean, I just have experience. And I think, you know, looking at it, I think we probably waited a little too long to raise interest rates. And now we're in a rush, you know, to return to normal, to do something to stifle inflation. I mean, one of the biggest things is that we've got literally a situation where we only have one lever right now. I mean, you know, interest rates do not have an impact on oil prices. Interest rates don't have an impact on supply chain, right? But we have one lever through the central banks in Canada and the U.S., and that's to raise interest rates to slow the economy. And it definitely will. I mean, you know, it's going to cause higher costs of borrowing. People are going to, you know, obviously spend less. I think just the higher cost of things like fuel, I mean, or gasoline is going to cause people to potentially spend less money, higher cost of groceries. That'll, you know, in nature should slow the economy. I mean, the idea behind it is to get things back to normal and get inflation down. But in the process, are we going to cause a recession by doing it?
Yeah, so, and your gut is telling you right now, we're far from a recession. We're not teetering on it, are we?
We're getting closer, but we certainly won't know probably for another 6 to 9 months, potentially. I mean, if we're going to have a recession or if we're going to have a softer landing, I guess it'll really, really depend. It's one of the reasons we don't try and predict, but try and, you know, base things on where we are today. Right now, you know, things are probably a little bit undervalued in the markets, and, you know, that's reasonable. But on as the way forward, you know, everybody asked me, is it a good time to invest? I said, well, as a long-term investor, yes. As a short-term investor, you know, probably avoid the markets because short-term, you know, speculation is never a good idea.
You're with Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. This is Talk to the Experts. Okay, so we're getting closer to a recession. We're not there yet. You mentioned long-term. What makes good long-term investment opportunities right now?
I think, you know, when somebody's looking at, you know, dividend-producing investments and or moderately risked growth investments, I mean, they're definitely, I would say, closer to being on sale today or slightly cheaper than they were 6 months ago. that's an opportunity for long-term investors. And I think, you know, if they keep a long-term focus, and especially younger people, you know, looking towards retirement, you know, even people closer to retirement that have a portion of their portfolio like their tax-free savings accounts that really is meant for long-term tax-free growth, you know, then, you know, looking at investments that are more growth-oriented for the long-term. But again, you know, keeping your risk, you know, in check with what you're comfortable with. I mean, suitability to a person's comfort level is very, very important, you know. But even balanced investors, those that had a high degree of bonds, have felt pain in the first 6 months with rising interest rates. You know, the bond market has declined because as interest rates go up, bonds go down. They react inversely. So they're becoming a little more attractive, you know, maybe that, let's say. But from a market standpoint, you know, if you have a long-term focus, nobody should be making any knee-jerk reactions at this point in time. We really don't know what the last 6 months are going to look like until we're there.
Scott, you made a kind of a good point there. I'll back it up a moment or two here, just in the fact that there are people that are listening that have no investments whatsoever. And money's a little tight for a lot of people, but you make a good point. It's just about where you're investing. It's all strategy right now. So it doesn't necessarily mean if you don't have any extra money to invest right now. It's just, are you doing the right thing with your money as it is, right?
Well, I think that's key. You know, I mean, you know, people should be looking at their situation and saying, you know, where is the most effective place to save because I have a little less capital right now because my costs are going up. So, you know, should I be putting money into an RSP? Should I be putting it into a TFSA? And then again, you know, what type of, you know, reevaluate and evaluate what risks they're comfortable with and make sure, you know, that if they're taking on any degree of variability, that it's a long-term strategy, right? I think often people look at it and say, oh, it's a great buy today. I'm, you know, I need the money in a year and a half, but I think the odds are I'm going to make money in a short term. Well, nobody can guarantee that. I mean, that's not investing. That's speculating or gambling.
Yeah. So, and that's where you come in, literally, as looking, you know, to become a client. Anyone listening, but that's what you're about, right? You're going to sit down with he or she and kind of go through what they have and explain those moves, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, for people who have existing investments, the biggest thing is evaluate, you know, if you're in good investments, don't panic. But if you're looking at starting investing, make sure you're investing for the right time horizons, right? Make sure you know what your goals are and that your investments meet your goals. I mean, a lot of people right now, unfortunately, yes, on short-term investments, you're not going to make a lot of money, but you're also not going to go up or down. You know, like up a little bit, but I mean, not down in value. And that's where you look at more of a guaranteed strategy.
Yeah. And that's, so that's pretty much leads to my next question is, but I think you kind of covered it there, unless you have more to add, but your investment philosophy that you live by personally.
Yeah. I think, you know, preservation of capital in the long term is, I mean, you know, investments that will produce reasonable rates of return over time are still going to fluctuate in value. I mean, you know, guaranteed rates, of course, you know what you're going to get, and it's going to be a relatively low rate of return. But again, you know, fit it to the comfort level. I believe in preservation of capital over time for people, but it doesn't mean that a good investment won't fluctuate, you know, in value. And I think people have to recognize that. And I think sitting down with people regularly, going over perspective of what's happening. I mean, I just heard on the weekend, you know, somebody said, oh, well, I mean, I get it. I mean, you know, it's probably Russia's invasion of Ukraine that's caused all this. And I said, actually, that's not really the key factor, probably. That has the main factor, maybe the rise in the price of oil and the rise in the price of commodities. But, you know, is that the key factor to what we're seeing? I think this has been developing over the last year, year and a half with rising inflation.
That's interesting. Okay, well, look, we're going to take a break here in a moment. You're listening to Scott Bjornson. This is Talk to the Experts. He's Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. And coming up, we'll follow up a little more on that. Also, GICs are making a huge comeback, so we'll discuss that in just a few moments. So stick around. This is Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan.